Okay, so today we're looking at something a little different.
Oh.
We're going to take a deep dive into what's happening in the German countryside.
Interesting.
Yeah. And to get into it, we're looking at this article from a German surveying magazine called Geodesy im Focus.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty dense stuff, but it's got some really interesting points about how rural Germany is changing.
Right. And it's something that's been getting a lot of attention lately.
Totally. I mean, on the one hand, you've got all these villages that are struggling to survive.
Yeah, losing their younger generations.
Exactly. And then on the other hand, there's this whole new wave of people who are moving to the countryside.
Drawn by, I think, a different pace of life and maybe even like cheaper rent.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's like Schrodinger's cat.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like it's both alive and dead at the same time.
That's a great analogy.
And one of the things that this article really digs into is this concept of gleichwertige Lebensverhältnisse.
Yeah, which basically means...
Which means like equal living conditions for everyone in Germany.
And it's important to note that this isn't just some like, you know, feel good idea. It's actually a constitutional right in Germany.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so it's a pretty big deal.
So they're obligated to like make sure that everybody has equal living conditions.
In theory, yes.
Wow, that's really interesting.
It gets complicated, of course, but the idea is that whether you live in a big city or a tiny village, you should have access to the same basic quality of life.
Right, like healthcare, education.
Infrastructure, the whole nine yards.
But, I mean, that's got to be really difficult to actually put into practice, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge challenge.
Like, just thinking about it, how do you make sure that a small village in, like, the Alps has the same access to high-speed internet as, you know, downtown Berlin?
Exactly. And that's just one example.
Yeah, that's just one thing.
There are so many factors to consider.
Yeah.
And for a long time, it seemed like the trend was moving in the opposite direction.
What do you mean?
Well, for decades, there's been this steady flow of people leaving the German countryside for bigger cities.
Right. Makes sense.
More job opportunities, better infrastructure, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah, the bright lights, big city thing.
Exactly.
And this article, it actually mentions that they cite some data showing this pretty consistent decline in rural populations, especially among young people.
Right. And this isn't unique to Germany either, this rural exodus. It's a pattern we've seen in a lot of industrialized countries for a long time.
Makes sense.
But then around 2020, something really interesting happened.
What was that?
The pandemic hit.
Oh, great.
And suddenly, remote work became the new normal for a lot of people.
Yeah, that changed everything.
It really did, because suddenly those cramped city apartments didn't seem so appealing anymore.
And people started looking at rural areas a little differently.
Exactly. I mean, why not, right?
Right.
You can work from anywhere.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't have to be in the office 5 days a week.
Exactly.
So this article, it actually talks about how for the first time in years, more people were moving to rural areas in Germany than were leaving after 2020.
It was a pretty dramatic shift.
Wow. So does that mean, like, is rural Germany saved? Is everybody packing up moving to the countryside now?
Well, not quite.
Okay.
It's not quite that simple.
Right.
While the pandemic definitely sparked, like, a renewed interest in rural living.
Yeah, kind of put it on people's radar.
Yeah, exactly.
Who maybe hadn't considered it before.
But it's not a simple equation. There are still some big challenges that need to be addressed.
Like, what kind of challenges? What's holding rural Germany back?
Well, one of the biggest ones, and we kind of touched on this earlier, is digital infrastructure.
Right, the internet.
Yeah. You can't have equal living conditions if a big chunk of the population doesn't have access to reliable, high-speed internet.
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, that's, like, essential.
It's pretty much a necessity.
Yeah.
Yeah, work, education, just staying connected with people.
Entertainment.
Everything.
Like, imagine if you're trying to run a business or work remotely from a place with a really bad internet connection.
It'd be pretty much impossible.
It'd be so frustrating.
Yeah, it's a non-starter for a lot of people.
Exactly. So this digital divide, it's like a major roadblock.
It's a huge issue.
So what's being done about it? Is the government, like, are they doing anything to try to bridge this gap?
Yeah, they are, actually.
Right.
This article mentions a few government initiatives, like something called the Digital Pact 2025.
Okay.
And basically, this pact is investing billions of euros in expanding broadband internet access.
Wow.
Particularly in rural areas.
That's great. So are they running fiber optic cable to every farmhouse in Bavaria?
Well, that's the goal, eventually. The goal is to have nationwide fiber optic coverage by 2030.
Okay.
But the article also mentions that some industry experts are skeptical about whether that timeline is realistic.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking.
It's huge, yeah.
Okay, so bridging this digital divide is obviously super important.
Absolutely.
But it's not the only challenge, right?
Right, it's just one piece of the puzzle.
So what else is the article talking about? What else is holding rural Germany back?
Well, it also talks about the importance of each region finding its unique selling proposition.
Its USP.
Exactly. Its USP.
Like what makes it special.
Yeah, what makes it stand out.
I like that.
It's not about trying to turn every rural area into like a mini city.
Right, because they're not cities. They're different.
Exactly. They have their own unique charms and advantages.
Totally. So it's more about highlighting those.
Exactly.
And this article, does it have any examples of places that are doing this well?
Yeah, it actually gives a really cool example.
Oh, tell me about it.
There's this town called Kolby.
Kolby, okay.
And they're attracting artists from all over the place.
Wow, really?
By converting vacant buildings into studios and cultural centers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's a really clever way to leverage their existing resources.
And breathe new life into these spaces.
Exactly, and revitalize the community.
That's awesome.
It's a great example of thinking outside the box.
Right. It's about playing to your strengths.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to be something you're not.
And I think that's a key takeaway here.
What's that?
It's not just about the government coming in and fixing everything.
Okay.
It's about these communities taking charge of their own futures.
Right, like taking ownership.
Exactly.
Being proactive.
It's about recognizing what makes them special and finding creative solutions to attract new residents and businesses.
And I think that's something that can apply to any community, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it's rural or urban.
It's about understanding your strengths, your weaknesses, and being adaptable.
And being willing to change and evolve.
Exactly, because the world is changing fast.
And communities need to change with it.
If they want to survive and thrive.
It's not just about preserving the past. It's about building a future.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
Yeah, it's about finding that balance.
It's exciting in a way.
It is. It's an exciting time to be thinking about these things.
Because there's so many possibilities.
Exactly.
And it's not all doom and gloom.
No, not at all.
There's a lot of potential out there.
Absolutely.
And I think this article does a really good job of highlighting that.
It definitely gives you something to think about.
It does. It does. It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're just getting started.
Exactly. It's about understanding what makes each region special and finding ways to, you know, support its unique strengths, whether that's, you know, promoting cultural heritage, fostering artistic communities, or developing sustainable tourism.
Yeah, it's like instead of trying to force every rural area into the same mold, it's more about like empowering them to define their own futures.
Exactly. And this is where that whole Schrodinger's cat thing comes back into play, you know?
Yeah.
Because this article isn't saying that rural Germany is doomed, but it's not painting like a super rosy picture either.
Right. It's not all sunshine and roses.
Yeah, it's more like the future is this blurry, uncertain thing.
Yeah, it's both dying and experiencing this resurgence at the same time.
Exactly. It's this weird paradox.
And it probably looks different depending on like where you are, what factors you consider.
Exactly. It highlights how complex this issue really is.
We want a clear-cut answer,
yeah.
Right? Like, is rural Germany thriving or not?
Right. But the reality is way more nuanced than that.
It's not black and white at all.
It depends on how you define thriving in the first place. And even then, it varies so much from one community to the next.
Totally. And it's not just about the physical stuff, right? Like the roads and the internet. The article also talks about the importance of social infrastructure.
Absolutely. That's a really important point.
Things like access to healthcare, education, you know, cultural opportunities.
All the things that contribute to a community's well-being, that make it a place where people actually want to live and put down roots.
Right. Because you need more than just the bare minimum to thrive.
Exactly. People need access to things like leisure activities, cultural events, a sense of belonging.
Which brings us back to that town, Kolben, attracting all those artists.
Exactly.
It's not just about the infrastructure. It's about creating this vibrant, attractive community that people want to be a part of.
Exactly. It's about creating a sense of place.
So that's kind of a key takeaway for you then.
It is. It really is. It's not just about like preventing rural areas from completely disappearing.
Okay.
It's about understanding what makes each region special
Yeah.
and finding ways to support those unique strengths and build upon them.
I like that. It's a much more holistic approach.
It is. It's about recognizing that a thriving rural community doesn't have to be some kind of carbon copy of a successful city.
Right. It can be its own thing.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of thriving communities, this article also dives into this government plan called Plan for Deutschland.
Oh, yeah. What's that all about?
So the Plan for Deutschland is basically this ambitious attempt by the German government to address these regional inequalities and try to create a more balanced development across the country.
Okay. Sounds like a tall order.
It really is, but it's interesting because it goes beyond just, you know, throwing money at infrastructure projects.
So it's more than that.
Yeah, it's about fostering innovation, supporting local businesses and entrepreneurs, and ultimately trying to create a more sustainable future for all of Germany, not just the big cities.
That's a really important distinction.
It is, because you can't just focus on one part of the country and expect the whole thing to thrive.
Right. It's all connected.
Exactly.
But let's be real for a second. We can't talk about rural revitalization without addressing the elephant in the room, the digital divide.
You're absolutely right. It keeps coming back to that.
We've talked about the lack of high-speed internet access, but what about like other aspects of the digital world?
That's a really important point because it's not just about getting everyone connected. It's also about making sure people have the skills and resources to actually thrive in this increasingly digital economy.
Right. So it's a two-pronged approach.
Exactly. You need both.
So what's being done about that? Like, how do you get people up to speed, so to speak?
Well, the article highlights some pretty interesting government initiatives aimed at tackling this very issue.
Oh, like what?
For example, there's this thing called the Smart Country Convention.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
Right. It's basically this big event that brings together tech companies, researchers, policymakers, all kinds of people.
To brainstorm.
Yeah, exactly. To brainstorm and develop and showcase digital solutions specifically designed for rural areas.
So they're really targeting those specific challenges.
Exactly, because a one-size-fits-all approach isn't going to cut it in this situation.
Okay, so what else are they doing besides this convention?
Well, they've also got this project called Landfunk.
Landfunk, okay.
Which is kind of a mouthful, but basically it's all about testing out new ways to improve mobile network coverage in rural areas.
Oh, that's huge.
Right, because that's a major problem in a lot of these places.
Yeah, you're out in the middle of nowhere, you've got no bars.
Exactly. So they're looking at things like low Earth orbit satellites and aerial platforms, all these really innovative solutions to try to overcome the geographical and logistical challenges.
It's like they're really pulling out all the stops.
They are. They're really trying to find creative solutions because they recognize how important this is.
Yeah, it's essential.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting because the article also touches on this idea that maybe, just maybe, proximity to a big city might not be as important as we once thought.
Right, like the whole you got to go to the city to make it mentality.
Exactly, and that's something that the pandemic really shook up.
Because suddenly location wasn't as important for a lot of jobs.
Exactly, and with remote work becoming more and more common, people are realizing they don't necessarily have to live in a big city to
yeah.
have fulfilling careers and access to opportunities.
So it's like the playing field is being leveled, at least to some extent.
Right, and that's a game changer for rural communities.
Because it means they can start attracting people who might not have considered them before.
Exactly. People who are looking for a different pace of life, a stronger sense of community, maybe even just a lower cost of living.
And this seems to be reflected in the data, right? The article mentions a study that found that since 2020, 2 out of 3 rural communities in Germany have actually experienced population growth.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. It shows that the pandemic, for all its challenges, also created some really unexpected opportunities for rural communities.
It's like people were suddenly given permission to rethink their lives, and some of them are finding that maybe the countryside is a better fit for them after all.
And that's something to celebrate, I think.
It is. It's not just about escaping the city. It's about rediscovering what rural areas have to offer.
Exactly. Things like stronger community ties, a slower pace of life, being closer to nature, all of that.
That's it, a breath of fresh air.
It is. It really is.
And it seems like a lot of people are yearning for that right now. Something different from the hustle and bustle of city life.
I think you're right. There's a real hunger for it.
And rural areas, if they play their cards right, they could be in a really good position to capitalize on this.
Absolutely. With the right support and the right vision, they really could become the communities of the future.
It's like we're witnessing like a societal shift right in front of our eyes.
It really is. And this article, it doesn't shy away from the challenges that come with that kind of shift.
Right.
Like it talks about how rural communities, they really need to adapt if they want to attract and then actually hold on to these younger generations.
Because it's one thing to get them there, but they got to want to stay.
Exactly. It's not just about getting them in the door. It's about making sure they can actually build lives and careers there.
So what are some of the key things that these communities need to be focusing on?
Well, for one, creating jobs, like making sure there are actually opportunities for young people to work.
Right. Because you can't expect them to move there if there's nothing to do.
Exactly. And not just jobs, but also supporting entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Encouraging people to start their own businesses.
Exactly. Because that can create a whole ripple effect in a community.
Totally. Yeah. And I guess also fostering that sense of community, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like a real one, not just retirees and weekenders.
Exactly. It's about creating a place where people of all ages feel welcome and connected.
Right. Like a place with a future.
Exactly. A sustainable future, one that honors the past, but also embraces innovation and change.
And I think that's what makes this whole conversation so fascinating, because the future of rural Germany, and I think you could even say rural communities all over the world, it's still so uncertain.
It really is. It's like we're at this crossroads, and the choices we make now are going to determine whether these communities, they thrive or they fade away.
And it's not just up to like the government or policymakers, right? Like we all have a role to play in this.
Absolutely. It's about individuals making choices too.
Like what?
Like, do we cling to the status quo, or are we open to new possibilities, new ways of living and working?
That's a big question.
It is. It's about challenging our assumptions and asking ourselves what kind of future we want to create, both for ourselves and for the places we call home.
You know, this whole deep dive into rural Germany, it's really got me thinking.
Me too.
It's like we're watching this giant social experiment unfold in real time,
yeah.
You know? And it reminds us that the future isn't set in stone. It's something we can actually shape.
And that's a really powerful message.
It is. It's exciting and a little bit daunting at the same time.
Definitely both.
So what do you say? Should we open it up to our listeners?
Let's do it.
All right. So if you're as intrigued by this whole rural renaissance as we are, head over to our social media and let us know what you think.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Would you ever trade in city life for a taste of the countryside?
What do you think are the most important ingredients for a thriving community, whether it's in the heart of a city or out in the middle of nowhere?
Let's keep this conversation going. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.